Critic Ken Tucker has a review of some new home videos targeted for the younger set. One's a music video that's not MTV, and the others are based on nursery rhymes.
Chances are, if you have a child under the age of 10 in your house, you know Raffi. He's the gentle voice singer who makes records for children that even adults can enjoy. If you don't have a preteen, you may be interested to know that such a person exists, someone who's built a career out of entertaining children without the aid of TV fame. Raffi has been around for a decade, but he recently released his first video cassette. It's called A Young Children's Concert with Raffi. It's a real charmer, and if you don't know about Raffi, it's a perfect introduction to him.
Yeah. We've got a hot crowd here today. You know what? There was once a very weird store. Very strange store that stood on the corner. And all kinds of things happened in it. There was cheese, cheese, walking on its knees in the store. In the store, there was cheese, cheese, walking on its knees in the corner grocery store. Well, there were plums, plums, twiddling their thumbs in the store. In the store, there were plums, plums, twiddling their thumbs in the corner grocery store. My eyes are dim, I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. I have not brought my specs with me. Oh, it sounds like a choir in here.
As that excerpt suggests, Raffi is not Pee-wee Herman. He rarely raises his voice above a murmur. While his songs are gloriously silly, my 2-year-old is hooked on one that contains the couplet Willoughby Wallaby Wee and Elephant Sat on Me. The songs are tuneful and well played. This video is a model of its kind. The camera is there simply to record Raffi's performance and his interaction with a group of young children. There are no special effects, no flashy editing to make Raffi look like a hero. His record company bills him as the Bruce Springsteen of the tiny set, but that's dead wrong. Raffi is entirely self-effacing. He told me in an interview a few months ago that he wasn't even sure he wanted to make a video of his show, because he thinks his young audience should experience his performance in the flesh. Kids see enough TV, he told me. Why should I add to the reasons they stay glued to the box? Now there's a sentiment you won't even hear from Mr. Rogers. There are lots of other kids' videos floating around the marketplace these days, and I feel duty-bound to mention one of the most popular. There are now 4 volumes of the Mother Goose Treasury in video stores. These cassettes retell nursery rhymes like Jack Be Nimble and Old King Cole, using actors to dramatize the stories. I hate these videos. They're filmed on cheap-looking videotape, and the acting has all the subtlety of the Three Stooges. But the 2 little critics in my house love them, and so apparently do many other little critics. Buyer beware. Other new video releases include Spalding Gray's Swimming to Cambodia, which in its one-on-one directness is sort of Raffi for grown-ups. There's also Jour de Fête, Jacques Tati's glorious 1948 comedy that will convulse both adults and children.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.